Vice Hadashir this week is being sponsored by Rabbi Avram David, Lil Nishmas, Ziso, Bas, Reb Shmuel Halevi, Ol Shom. Your site is Hey Sivan Erev Shavuos.
I know that Dafayim is holding a little from before, but it's Minyan Ine Boisin. The Mishnah says in Daf Chof Hey, on the page, Ra'u Bezdin U'chol Yisroel. Nechkeru Eidim, V'lo Yisbiku Le'im on the Kudish Ad Shechasheicha. This is either Bezdin saw it, the Levana, or Eidim saw it, and they came as they testified. And they were Mekabel Deidis, V'lo Yisbiku Le'im on the Kudish. After the Mekabel Deidis, the Bezdin has to say Mekudish, Mekudish. If they didn't have a chance to say Mekudish until the Kasheicha, it got night already, so they can't be Mekadish Balayla. So what does the Mishnah say? Harezim Uber. So the Eidim came on the 30th day, Lamed, but they didn't have a chance to Mekadish at Lamed, so it's Uber. The Rosh Chodesh becomes Lamed Aleph. So, the Rishonim here, they bring the Shitas of Rambam. The Rambam holds that even though, I'll say the Rambam inside, usually, Mekabel Eidus, whenever the Eidim come, they come in Shloshim, they see the Levana, they come in Shloshim. If there's no Eidim, they don't come. So it's Me'ubel. Rosh Chodesh becomes Lamed Aleph. They don't even have to be Mekadesh. It mainly becomes Mekudesh. Because it can't, Rosh Chodesh can only be either Lamed or Lamed Aleph. So the Rambam has an interesting shita here. The Rambam says, even though Bezdin was not Mekadesh, the Chodesh and Lamed, they were Me'abel, but still, the Rambam says, as I shake the Rambam, Bezdin sheyoshu kol yom shloishim, v'lo yibo oedim. There were no oedim. V'yishgimu b'neshef, v'ibrus ha-chodesh. They got up in the morning, lamed aleph, they were ma'abed ha-chodesh. No oedim. V'achar arba v'chamisha yomim, bo oedim rechoikim, v'heidu sheyoshu ha-chodesh v'zmano, shu leil shloishim. After 3 or 4 days, Eidim come, they were far away, they didn't make it, and they came a few days after, they were Ma'abed Chodesh, and they said that, they saw it in, on time, they saw it Lamed. Vos tutmen, zog der Rambam, v'afilu bo b'seif ha-chodesh. Ma'ayimim aleyem, so l'chadchili you try not to mekabed Eidim. Ma'ayimim aleyem, yum godu, u'matrifim oisom, b'shayles, ומתריחים עליהם בבדיקס ומדגדקים בידוסו ומשתדלים בזן שלא יקעת שוחי דיזה. Since it was on Uber already and it came out on Lamed Aleph of Shredi, so we try to keep it that way. But if they insist, the Edom insist, they have everything is gecheshbent and they answer all the questions correctly. ואם עומדו עדים בידוסו ונמצאס מכוונס, והראידים אנושים ידועים ונבלים, ונחקרו עדס כרוי, we know that the עדים are נמונים, and we can follow us after them, מקדשים אויסוי, so they're מקדש, like in the middle of the חיידש, they're מקדש יום שלושים, even though it was מאובר already, they're מקדש למפריע, and they make it, they change the date, they say, now Rosh Chodesh is not למד א', but למד. וחוזרים ומוינים לא יישא החודש מיום שלושים. הויל ונראה הירח בלילה. Since they saw it on Lamed, so the חודש now changes and becomes Lamed. The חודש becomes on Lamed. And, okay. That's the Shittas Rambam. The Rishonim, most of the Rishonim argue. They say once it's Me'uber, it's Me'uber. You cannot be Mekadesh L'mafreh. So those who hold you cannot, they ask him a foolish from the Mishnah, he is mashman, not like the Rambam. Because what does it say here? It says over here that if Bezin they didn't have a chance. The Mekabel Eidus Lamed. They didn't have a chance to say Mekudish. So it says Yachay the Mu'uba. It's Mu'uba. So according to the Rambam, why is it Mu'uba? They didn't have a chance to say it at night. The next morning, instead of making it Mu'uba, instead of making it Chayyid Lamed Aleph, let them be Mekadish Lamafreya. Let them say, I have Eidim. I just didn't get the chance to say Mekudish. So let me say Mekudish now. It's a Chamfush Mishnah, not like the Rambam. That's the Rishonim who asked this question. So the Briskarov in the Kuntres, he wants to say it fine for the Rambam. So there's another Rambam. The Rambam says in Yudzayim, there is an Inyan, we had this Gemara before, there's an Inyan of being Ma'aba Sachedish B'Tzerech. Just like you could be Ma'aba Shana B'Tzerech, if Bezen C for some reason have a reason that they want to be Ma'aba Tishana. So they add a month, and they make the year a month later, and the Pesach should come out. But Oviv, there's the reasons why they want to be Ma'aba. So the Chodesh is also the same thing. They could be Ma'aba the Chodesh, they see there's some reason that they need another day, so they may add a day, and they make Rosh Chodesh not Lamed, make it Lamed Aleph. There is such a, the Gemara brings it, there are reasons why they have to do it. But the Rambam, says, the im hutzuchu bezim lehaniya choyde zeme uber keshahoya choydim sheyavo elo eidim menichit. That means the Rambam is a hemshech of what he said before. He says in a case where the eidim didn't come on the shleish, so they were ma'ab in the choydish and they made it lamadav. Then the eidim came a few days later and they said they saw it before. So the halacha is, the Rambam said you can mekadesh mafreya, and you can mekadesh lamed. You could, if they want to. But if there's a tzoyrech, so the Rambam says chatchila they try not to change it. But if there's if they insist, there's edim. So we mekadesh the edim, and we mekadesh the chayish mafreya. But zok the Rambam, let's say there's a tzoyrech, they want it to be mubel, they need it to be mubel. So what do? They're not mekabel the edim. Even though Eidim come now and they say that they saw it Lamed, and according to the Shittas of Rambam, they could mekadesh l'mafreya. Zokta Rambam, no, but this is only if there's no tzoyrech. But if there's a tzoyrech, we're not mekabel the edim. And that's the halacha of ma'abel sachodesh l'tzoyrech. Meaning the Rambam says as I, if they come on Lamed, if they come on the day of Lamed, and they say they saw it last night, you can't be ma'abel, even though there's a tzoyrech. You can't be ma'abel. If they came on the day of Lamed, you have to be Kaddish Lamed. There's no reason. L'tzeirich is not a good enough reason. Only if they didn't come, and it became a Ubel, and they came a few days later, so according to the Rambam, they mekabel the Eidus and mekadesh mafreya. In that case, we say that if there's a tzeirich, you're not mekabel. That's the only case where you're not mekabel Eidus. Otherwise, what's the swara in that? What's the difference? So David Brocher says, as a svara, he says, when they come, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the ikar mitzvah is to mekadesh bezmanoy. It means if the Eidim come on bezmanoy, on Lamed, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is to mekadesh that day. If there's a mitzvah to mekadesh, you can't say, because I have a tzorech, I'm going to me'abel, I'm not going to cover the Eidim. You can't, there's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. And I'm doing a mitzvah deraisa because of a tzorech. So you have to be mekadesh. But if the Eidim didn't come, and it was Me'ubel, and the Eidim came at the end of the month, here it's already, you could be mekadesh, but you're not mekadesh a mitzvah. It's no mitzvah mekadesh, almost. You could be mekadesh, but the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is only bizmanai. So here the Rambam says, if there's a tzorech, then there's no mitzvah, the rice anyway. So if there's a tzorech, you're not mekabel the Eidim. If there's no tzorech, you're mekadesh l'mafreya.
Where do you see that there's less
of a tzorech
if it's later than before?
It's not less
of a tzorech.
He's saying
that it's not a mitzvah.
He's saying the mitzvah isn't... No.
Where do you see that if it's the mafreya, you're not mekadesh?
The Rambam said you're not mekadesh.
Yeah, but...
The question is why?
But he said... Yeah, but where does the Eved Bracha see that if it's later...
No, he doesn't say... He's saying a tzorech. No, he's saying why. No, he's just saying a tzorech. Why? The Rambam holds like that. That's he's not saying why. He's not being a dalach. The Rambam says... You can only mekadesh le tzorech if it's shloim bezmano. If it's zmano, you can't be mekadosh letzerech or me'abel letzerech. That's what Rambam says. He wants to ask Svara, why? What's the difference? Why can, if you make a mekadosh, if you can mekadosh the mafreya letzerech and me'abel letzerech, so why can't you me'abel the day of shloishim also letzerech? There's a tzerech, you're allowed to do it. So he says that's Svara, that's, he just saying that's Svara in the Rambam. That the mitzvah is to mekadosh bezmano. If it's afterwards, you're mekadosh lemafreya, that's only like a cheshbon. Like the Rambam brings in, there's another case with the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings, if you're mekadosh the chodesh al pi cheshbon. When you don't do it, al pi, there's no edim. So the Rambam says the same thing. Kol ze she'omu chachon mishem ma'avim tachodesh le'tzoyrech, hu b'chadoshim edu she'ma'avim oisim lefi cheshbon. Ve'oisim echad mola ve'chad chaser. Today we have a cheshbon. Today everything is a cheshbon. We don't have Kabbalah say this anymore. So the Rambam says when letzoyrech to me'arba letzoyrech, that cheshbon of letzoyrech is only if you do it at pichashbon, which means this is where the emek brocha gets his svara from. It means over here if you're mekadosh the chodesh letzoyrech if you make a cheshbon, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to mekabel edus and al pi edim to mekadosh kezer ei kadosh. That's the mitzvah. So if you're doing al pi cheshbon, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. We just do it because we have to cheshbon, we have to have the chodeshim, the years. So there's no mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says here you can do, if you're making a cheshbon anyway, you make a cheshbon. If you have letzorech, go put that into the cheshbon. So he says the same svara would be even if you're mekadosh al pi riyah, but if it's not bezmano, if it's Shloi Bezman, you're doing it l'mafreya, here you could also put it in the cheshbon, and not in mekabel. The research is thinking of not being mekabel. The Rambam says even when there's no tzarech, l'chatkhila, you try not to be mekabel. It says, l'chatkhila you're ma'ayin, because since we have already Islam at Aleph, and we did already Aleph and Tayyim and everything, and now the Eidim come, we have to change everything. So it's nish gishmak. So what we do, the Rambam says, you try to mix up the Eidim, try not to be mekabel. But if they're still, they insist, and everything is clear, and the Eidim are good and everything, so you have to be mekabel. What's the child? If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. What do you mean? Yeah. The Vayis says, "Hashloi bezmano, it is not mitzvah. It's just a din that you have to make the cheshbonis. You make the cheshbon that way. But the mitzvah is only bezmano. That's why there's no. It's a sword in the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam holds. The Nele. So the Bris Gadol wants to say that this Mishnah here is going in a case with the tzorech. There was a reason that Bezdin had to, some kind of tzorech, Bezdin had to be Abel Chodesh. He makes the Okimt in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah talks in a case where it was the tzorech. So that's why he says over here, so the Rambam Shittos is very good. If they saw Edim came and Lamet, and then Mekabel the Edim, and after Mekabel Eidim, they had enough time and said Mekudish. So even though there's a Tzorech, but you can't. If it's Bezmano, you have to Mekadish. You can't use a Tzorech here. If it's Bezmano, you can't use a Tzorech. So that's why the Rambam holds that. So the Mishnah says that if it's Bezmano, so the Mekadish. But if Lehi speak Lu, Loimash Mekudish, Achachacheko, they didn't get a chance to say Mekudish. So even though there was Eidim, but since it was not, they weren't Mekadish it. So now the shaila is tomorrow morning be mekadosh l'mafreya. That's the shaila. That was all the Rishonim asked the Rambam. Why is it meubel? Mishnah says it's meubel. Be mekadosh next morning. Be mekadosh l'mafreya.
Zot. Mekudosh is part of the.
Yeah. Of course, you see over here. If you don't say mekudosh, it's meubel. That means it can't be Rosh Chodesh cannot become Rosh Chodesh unless Bezdin says mekudosh. Even though they're mekabelated, but they have to say mekudosh. So if they didn't have a chance to say Mekudosh Balayla, you can't say. That's the border here. You can't say Mekudosh Balayla. So therefore, you have to do it the next morning. It's like the Shreinim of the Rambam, why don't you make it? In the morning, say Mekudosh, and Yom Shoeshim. Why do you have to? The Mishnah says it's Mubil. Rosh Chodesh becomes Lamed Aleph. Why? Be Mekadosh Mafreya later on. Oh, Zog the Briskarov. No, the Mishnah is talking about the Zatzerich. Since there's a Zatzerich to Ma'abel, and here it's already not Bezmanu. So maybe the next day, here you could ma'abel tzorech. So that's why it's mobile, because it's a tzorech. That's the problem. So the Rambam is very good. Forget it. The Rambam is very good, because if it was, they had time, and Lamed said you could be ma'aber, even though there's a tzeirich. They can't be ma'aber because that's the day. The bizmana you can't be ma'aber. But if it was, it didn't have a chance, and it's at night. So the next morning you can't be mekadesh anymore. Even in the frayer you can because there's a tzeirich. If the taket wouldn't be a tzeirich, so it's as a taket they did mekadesh the next day, according to the Rambam. You could be mekadesh without a tzeirich. That's how he wants to say. And he has a right from Yerushalmi. He brings a right from Yerushalmi. That's the pshat. That the Yerushalmi brings as a kasha. Because we're not getting to the Yerushalmi now. Because he's getting late.
It seems to be a confusion with the tzar. I'm confused with the tzar. In the first case, well, they not ma'aruf. Okay, they make the matraya 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So that's only if there's a tzarich, not to be ma'aruf.
If the, no. You mekadesh l'mafreya if there's no tzeirich. So you mekadesh l'mafreya, meaning you make lamed, if you make the tzeirich, you ma'aber. You're not mekabel
day. The tzeirich
is supposed to be ma'aber. The tzeirich is ma'aber. Mekadesh, you're not mekadesh the tzeirich. Yeah. Okay, so the problem, this is a miskara. Okay, my problem with...
2 weeks later?
Yeah, you could, the Rambam says until the end of the chodesh. Till the end of the chodesh. Yeah. Rambam says, it's Hassan, but the Rambam says two things. He says, if the Eidim come, Dalet, the Echad Ba'alba, the Chamisha Yomim, then the Rambam says, Ad Seif HaChedesh. Two things. It's talking about where the Rambam says, if she could Seif HaChedesh, so of course you could say, Dalet, where does it say Dalet Ba'alba Yomim?
But that's
so,
the Dalet.
Aleph,
the next day also.
Yeah, right. So what, yeah, he's saying, Dalet, he says Dalet, but if he says, Bid Seif HaChedesh, Dalet Ba'alba, it's also Bechlal. So I wanted to say a psashtikl, a pshetl, a psashtikl. The Gemara in Pesachim says, we learn out that there's a din of shuelim yedoshim b'hilchas hachag shleishim yoyim kaidim. Right? So the Gemara, there's a machlekes in the Gemara if it's shleishim yoyim or if it's 2 weeks. Right? So the Gemara says as well. The Gemara says, shuelim yedoshim b'hilchas hachag b'hilchas hapesach k'na pesach shleishim yoyim o'shim gam lila imer shtei shabbosis. Yeah? So the Gemara asks, where does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel get his 2 weeks? So the Gemara says, one pshat in the Gemara is, if the Gemara says, as it says, my time in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Sharei Moshe Oimed B'Rosh Chodesh U'Mazir Ala Pesach. He stands in Rosh Chodesh and he's Mazir Halachas of Pesach. Where do we see this? And right afterwards it says, "V'ksiv dabu el kol ha'atz Yisrael le'imor be'osu al ha'chodesh hazeh v'yikro le'em ish shel ha'bayis." So he's standing in Rosh Chodesh and he's telling him halachas of Pesach. Why is he starting so early? So he says there's a mitzvah of shorli medoshin 2 weeks before. Okay, so now the case is like this. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, the Gemara flicked up the Raya. It's not a Raya. Why isn't it a Raya? For the Gemara, Memai de Beresh Yalche Koi, Dilma Be'arbo Be'yalche, Be'chamisha Be'yalche. Maybe it's the fourth day, it's the fifth day. Who says that when he was telling them, Achodesh Zalachem Reish Chadoshim, he was telling them that this Chodesh is Reish Chadoshim. But who says that he was Mekadesh, he made Reish Chodesh the first day? Maybe he did it on the fourth day or the fifth day. So maybe you don't have. But the Gemara. First, the Gemara. The Gemara says so. You don't have a riot. It's 2 weeks. If it was later, so who says it's 2 weeks? It's a few days later, right? So let's say it was 2 weeks later. 2 days, 4 days later. So what's the good? So the Gemara is okay. There's no riot at 2 weeks. But how is he making kaddish two of 4 or 5 days later? How is he making kaddish?
What's the kaddish? You're just saying a kaddish says a riot.
No. He was telling him. No. He was giving them now the from this pasuk you learn out. He was giving them the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. He was giving them the mitzvah then. That means they didn't have the mitzvah before. This is when he gave them the mitzvah. He gave them the mitzvah of. The Rebbeinu Shlom told them, "Be mekadesh to chodesh and tell the Davu Bnei Yisrael, tell them that this is the how you mekadesh to chodesh." That's when they got the. Toisus also has to ask the kasha. That it just brings a riot from some Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that this Achodesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim was on Rosh Chodesh. So how could the Gemara ask if maybe it was the fourth or fifth day? The first Gemara, the Gemara learns out that at the pasuk of Achodesh Alechem was an Rosh Chodesh. And for the Tosfos, so Rabbi Natan, Afa Pish Omar Kanish Boch LeMoishe Bereish Yalche Ein Lachanami. The pasuk Achodesh Alechem, the Ben Shem told Moshe an Rosh Chodesh that you the mitzvah of Kiddush Achodesh, but then the Moshe loy Omar lohem liYisrael elo beGimel beDalet beYach. He didn't give them over. Why he says there was a tziva like that? I don't know why he wouldn't do it by himself. The Rebbe told him an Rosh Chodesh, and he told him in 4 or 5 days tell Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Kiddush Chodesh. That's what Tosfos says. So that's why the Gemara asks. Maybe when he actually told them, it was the fourth day or the fifth day.
Where is this Tosfos?
In Pesachim Daf Vav on the base. And this Gemara. And this Gemara, the Gemara is Doiche, that it's the fourth and the fifth. How's the Gemara Doiche? We know that it was Anosh Chodesh. The Moshe spoke to the Rosh Hashanah Anosh Chodesh. But he actually told him the midst of Kiddush HaChodesh on the fourth or the fifth day. As they state the Gemara. So you don't have a Raya. But after putting, you have a Raya from here, if he was Mekadesh the fourth or fifth day, what was the Mekadesh? It was the Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, the first day. Right. So as you see, it's the Mekadesh in the Mafreya. So I'm Mokat and Rambam, it's the Mekadesh Mafreya. From here. What the
Nissen?
Nissen. Yeah.
Sure.
Chodesh Adar was Nissen. Listen. Yeah. So the interesting part here is.
Took part on Rosh Chodesh.
What?
The Kiddush took part on Rosh Chodesh.
No, it wasn't. The Tosfos says. No. Reiv Kadesh. Tosfos learned that Reiv Kadesh means that Moshe Niskashe, he didn't know what's the size of the moon. So the Rebbe told him, he showed him Rezer Reiv Kadesh, but he didn't tell him to Mekadesh now. He told him 4 or 5 days to Mekadesh. He didn't tell him, he just showed him, the shear of the Levon and when you can start in Mekadesh already.
And then was the time was
but he wasn't Mekadesh then. He told him, the Gemara says that he told Klal Yisrael 4 or 5.
The other thing that he told Klal
Yisrael. No. It goes on this. And Rosh Chodesh. That's what Tosfos
says. It means
at
the time that.
Tosfos doesn't learn that he was Mekadesh then. Take a look at they learn Tosfos. Because the word says, but the word says that the Achodesh Zelachem, maybe it was on the fourth or fifth day. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says it was on the fourth or fifth day. The Gemara says Akasha. And the Gemara answers, well, maybe it was on the fourth or fifth day. So how do you work it out? You work it out. Tosfos works it out. Tosfos says that. You're right. Because they were Aisha was Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos says, but the Gemara says it was the fourth or fifth day. Tosfos says, the Rebbein Shalim told Moshe Rabbeinu on the Takan Rosh Chodesh on the first day. But he told him, don't say over this mitzvah yet until 4 or 5 days. Why he did it, I don't know. you're right. Pashas is not like that. Pashas is saying Tzav Rosh Chodesh. About this, the Gemara says maybe it was Dalet Vehei. He's talking about this Kazeh Kadesh. This
person. The Rambam caps on Dalet
Vehei. Oh, very good. That's what I wanted to say. So the Rambam caps on the Gemara. This is the mocker of the Rambam. The Rambam caps on Dalet Vehei because that's the Moshe Gemara Dalet Vehei. But Nei Nachanam Dalach is Takeh whole Chodesh until Shei Nachanam. That's what I say. Zachstam of it. Okay, Akuponim, what I had a problem with the Wiskalov, how he learned the Mishnah, is that Lamaise in the Wiskalov is make no kimta on the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say it was a Tzorech. Yeah? It doesn't say a Tzorech. So the Mishnah, Kevin Einlan, I say. But the Rambam brings the Mishnah, Kitzurosai. When he brings the Aloches, he brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah, show you know in the Kabbalah, it is. And he doesn't say letzerich. So it's bug if he doesn't say letzerich. And the only way you can be kaddish enough, the only way you could be ma'aver is letzerich. So he should have said that here it's talking about letzerich and letzerich you can be ma'aver. But it comes out that it's not right galoche, because if you learn stamily, when you look at the Mishnah or the Rambam, the Rambam says that they didn't say mekudish. At Lamed, then you're Ma'abah the Chodesh. According to the Rambam, you're not Ma'abah the Chodesh. Only if it's the Tzorech you're Ma'abah. But if it's not the Tzorech, you make Rosh Chodesh the first day. So, it's actually this one,
Mubna. So,
That's true. That's true.
In
the Mishnah, you have a Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi. Okay, say that. But it's a bit schwer to learn that a pashut stam Mishnah and so the Enoch Hanami, the Mishnah is also doiche. It's also doiche. I wanted to say that it's not true. It's not true. I'll tell you why it's not true. Let's clear. When the Rambam says you can mekadesh achadish l'mafreya, so Michas Chinuch talks about this point. What happened here? You had the Rosh Chodesh, well, you're ma'abod the Chodesh, right? So the Chodesh came out Lamed Aleph. So you made Rosh Chodesh Lamed Aleph. You brought all the Kabbanis, said Halal, you said the Kabbanis, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Lamed Aleph. Then Tesvov, Nisan, you sat by the Seder. You brought a Korban Pesach, you guess Matzah, you guess Moral, alle gute Sachen, yeah? Eidim come at the end of the Chodesh, and they say, you know, we saw the Chodesh on Lamed. So what happens? Snishbion Pesach is the wrong time. Wrong time. The Musaf, the Musaf and Rosh Chodesh were on the wrong time. It was supposed to be on the Lamed, not Lamed Aleph. So what happens? And Nacha Kasha, the Milchatz Chinuch has another Kasha. It says in the Gemara,
if they brought the
carbon
Pesach, that's
Litzarech.
Litzarech
for what?
Okay,
so the Milchatz Chinuch says another problem. The Milchatz Chinuch has another problem. He says that the Gemara says that after when the Mishnah Mikayim, they weren't mekabel the Eidim, they were sakna takone, that they weren't mekabel the Eidim after Amincha. After they brought the Korban Tamid, because it was miskalkal Ushir, or miskalkal the Musaf was miskalkal, they didn't bring anything, and so what's going to happen here? So they were masakin, you're not mekabel Eidim anymore, and since you're not mekabel Eidim anymore, so it's going to be meubel. So then you're going to bring the Korban next day, for next day Lamed Aleph. The Maisel Rosh Chodesh is totally when Bez mix. Doesn't matter. Even though the Eidim before, the Eidim Bez is not the Kabbal, the Eidim, so it's not Rosh Chodesh. Even though the Maisel, the Levana was seen before, it doesn't matter. It's still in Bez. So how does the Rambam say, you make Kaddish, you make Kaddish Mafreya? Yeah? So it's not worse than not being Mekabbal the Eidim in Amilcha Lamayla. For that reason, so don't make up, like you're saying, don't be mekabel. Don't be bigger tzayrech. Don't be mekabel the Eidim because you're gonna mess up the whole your Pesach and the whole Rosh Chodesh and everything. So don't be mekabel. Just like the Masak and Natan mekabel in the Michla Maile. What's the difference? Zokter the Michas Chinuch, he says that the whole din with the Rambam holds that you mekadesh mafreya is only mekabel la'abol mafreya, meaning that from now on when the Eidim come, you start counting it as if Rosh Chodesh was Lamed, not Lamed Aleph.
For the next
right there. Make Cheshbonis now, or if it's in the middle, if it's Dalet Vehe Yomim, if it's only two or three days. So from now on, you go back a day. But what happened. That doesn't change anything. The Korban Musaf was in the right time. The Pesach, you did it right. It doesn't change anything on Mafreya. It's just the Cheshbon comes now on Mafreya. That's what the Milchatz Chinuch
teaches. What happens in the middle of Pesach? You lose a day. Chalamoy Pesach, they come. Shivas Yomim. They only have 6 days Pesach.
Ain't no chinami. The emes is that you don't. You go back. What do you do in the middle of Pesach?
What do you do with Sphere?
We'll get to that. We'll get to Sphere. I'll get to Sphere. The emes is that, no, here you can say you're not Mekabel.
No.
Don't be Mekabel.
No,
wait till after Pesach. You don't have to Mekabel then.
Yeah,
right. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's a Tzayrech. He's saying it's a Tzayrech. Yeah, so don't be Mekabel. Okay. But Akoponim, what? How does he know it? That's a separate shiur. That's a separate shiur. he knew it from the Gemara Pesachim, I'm saying. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh. Mdalad Lehei. How is Mekadesh Mdalad Lehei? It's even you can Mekadesh Mafreya. The old Rishonim argue on the Rambam, but the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam is the more the Shmaita here, the Kiddush HaChodesh, take a look. He's the boss here in Kiddush HaChodesh. The whole Rambam, everything in Kiddush HaChodesh you'll find here in the Rambam. Everything is based on the Rambam. Oh, so I'll tell you a very nice thing here. Lemaise, take a look at this Mishnah, our Mishnah. What happened here? They got Edim and Lamed, right? They were in Kabul to Edim. Then comes, it got night, it got dark, they couldn't say Mekudesh. So what do we do? We're Ma'aber. Ma'aber, you're not Mekadesh. And the next day, Lamed Aleph becomes Rish Chodesh. Fregen de Rishonim, what is the Rambam? Why do you have to be Mekadesh? Why do you have to be Ma'aber? Be Mekadesh, right? That was the Kash on the Rambam. So the Brisker Rambam wants to say there was a Torah. Yeah? And that's what we showed up. What is a Torah? It doesn't say it was a Torah. So I'm telling there was a Torah, not because there was a Torah. This case in the Mishnah is a Korchach HaTorah. Because what are you going to do? You're going to Mekadesh, Lamed Aleph in the morning, you're going to make Lamed Rosh Chodesh, right? You don't have any Rosh Chodesh. There's no Rosh Chodesh. Gewalt. There's no Rosh Chodesh. Lamed, you weren't Mekadesh, right? Comes Lamed Aleph, you want him to Kaddish Mafreach, you're going to say, you know what? Rosh Chodesh was yesterday. So today is not Rosh Chodesh, right? So there's no Korban. What happened to the Korban? What happened to the Korban Musaf? That goof is a Tzoylech, not to be Ma'abel, not to be Mekadesh, to be loved Ma'abel. The Rabbim holds you could be Ma'abel, a Tzoylech. So the Kasher was, the Mishnah doesn't say it was a Tzoylech. See, in the case of the Mishnah, of course it's a Tzoylech. It's always a Tzoylech.
Wait one more day. You say you don't have to do it the first time.
No, it becomes Mu'ubel.
But if they came dollar and hay, you can make it Mu'ubel.
So that's what the Mishnah says. How do you know you don't? But the Mishnah says it's Mu'ubel. I'm just telling you, it's Mu'ubel. It's Mu'ubel. Why is it Mu'ubel? The question is, why aren't you Mekadesh? I'm telling you why you're not Mekadesh. You want to say, wait. Besides, you want to wait and do it later? You can do it. Rama said you can do it later. But the Mishnah says, Areze Mu'ubel, meaning what? That the next morning you cannot be Mekadesh.
Right.
Why can't you be Mekadesh? That's a Kadesh. Be Mekadesh. Then there's a Tzorech not to be Mekadesh. Because if you're going to be Mekadesh now, you're not going to have a Yosh Chodesh. When you're Mekadesh, Lemafreya always. So you had Yosh Chodesh. It was the wrong time. But you had Yosh Chodesh. You had Pesach. You had everything. According to Mechatz Chinuch, you even had it in the right time. Just from now on, it's not the right time. But in this case, you're not going to have Yosh Chodesh. So it's a Tzorech. You're not going to have a Shredish.
What did he
ask you?
Wait, wait a day and be Mekadesh tomorrow.
You want to wait. The Mishnah. So what's going to be? It's going to be Mu'ubel. That's what Mishnah says. It's Mu'ubel.
Now, in the next day, you
do whatever you want. I do whatever you want. If the Edom is still around, be Mekadesh. The child is, why is the Rambam says Mu'ubel? According to the Rambam, it can't be Mu'ubel. It has to be Mekadesh. The Rambam says it has to be Mu'ubel. You can't be Mekadesh. Because it's a Tzorech. Tzorech not to be Ma'aber. It's very good. So the Rambam is half of a fella. Okay, so it's getting late.
Pshat
Mitaisis
is that Moshe wasn't Mekadesh on the first. Maybe Moshe was Mekadesh on the first, but he told Klal Yisrael on the fourth.
From Taisis is Mashba that what he told him? He told him to do the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. He was Mekadesh between himself. It's him, him and Aaron, he did it by himself.
Him and Aaron and the Shekhinah were Mekadesh.
No, the Shekhinah, not the Shekhinah. He had another person. No, he had a third person, not the Shekhinah. He had another person. So he wasn't Mekadesh. No, see, Jason said that he told him later. He told the mitzvah later. If there's no mitzvah yet. Okay, there's another kasha. But I can't, the Teretz, it's too late to get into it, but let me just mention the question. The question is, the Mishnah says over here that you can't be Mekadesh at night. Mm-hmm. Why is it Mu'ubel? Because at night you can't be Mekadesh. Run out from a Pasuk. Kichoy kol Yisrael, Mishpat leke Yaakov. It has a din of Mishpat. The Mishpat has to be a Yoyim, you can't be Mekadesh b'layla. So that's why it's Mu'ubel, right? You can't be Mekadesh b'layla. It's like, let's say there was not be a pasuk. You could be Mekadesh b'layla. What would you do? Mashma, the Mishnah, you could be Mekadosh tonight, right? How can you be Mekadosh at night? It's a red Lamed Aleph. Stop this, man. How are you Mekadosh? It's a Mafreya. So it's a Mafreya, right? If you're Mekadosh at night, it's a red Lamed Aleph. So it's a Mafreya. So you see that you could be Mekadosh to Mafreya. If you could be Mekadosh to Mafreya, so we'll be Mekadosh next morning also. So now that the Mishnah says that night you can't be Mekadosh. Maskwana, you can't be. Okay? But you see that the Lule, the din that you can't be Mekadosh at night, you can be Mekadosh by Freya. So why don't we be Mekadosh in the morning? By Freya. That's a kashe. The older Rishonim asked this kashe of the Gemara. Manashach, it says, do you hold you could be Mekadosh by Freya or don't you? If you hold you could be Mekadosh by Freya, so be Mekadosh next morning by Freya. Elamah, you hold, you can't be Mekadosh. The older Rishonim, big guy from this Mishnah, not like the Rambam, not the Torah, the whole stickle Torah. They hold, it's a shtey do in the Mishnah, you can't be Mekadosh. Why aren't you Mekadosh next morning? Because you can't be Mekadosh l'Afreya. If you can't be Mekadosh l'Afreya, so what's the happening in the Gemara? If it wouldn't be possible at night, you may be Mekadosh tonight. It's also l'Afreya. At night, it's already the next day. Okay, so I have a Terence, but take it too long. So let me just wind up with something else. This halacha that the Rambam is Mekadosh, that there's a din of being Mekadosh l'Afreya. So the pasuk in Emor says, "Be'etzem ayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelachem." And goes on Shavuos. It says in the beginning it starts, "Tisperu shiva Shavuos tisperu lachem," and then they bring all the karbanos, and it says, "Be'etzem ayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelachem." So the Mefarshim ask, why punkt b'Shavuos the pasuk says "Be'etzem ayom hazeh"? We don't find it in any other Yom Tovim, except for Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur also says, "Tanus nafshe seichem be'etzem ayim hazeh." Ve'yish ashalayune be'etzem ayim hazeh ve'nichasa. So by Yom Kippur, we also find the lashon be'etzem ayim hazeh. But besides that, we don't find any other place where it says be'etzem ayim hazeh. Why does the pasuk stress be'etzem ayim hazeh?
Shavuos doesn't depend on Kiddush HaChodesh.
Ah, very good. What do you mean it doesn't depend on?
Because it's 49 days after the
Ayin. Therefore, what?
So it's going to be this day,
Mamanushah. What do you mean, Mamanushah?
It's going to have to be on this day.
It's going to have to be?
It doesn't depend on Rosh Chodesh
Sivan. It doesn't depend.
Rosh Chodesh Sivan depends on this. Yeah. Because from whatever pace it was, you go 50 days, and it doesn't matter what's going to happen.
Very good. That's true. Okay, and very good. Let me ask you something else. But so by Pesach, why isn't Pesach Etzem Mei Mezeh?
No, that's already in the middle of the Pesach. Because you pass the 30 days, you can't go back more than the 30 days.
Who's going back? You're Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. Wait a minute, you're Mekadosh Chodesh Nissan, right?
Okay.
Or Mekadosh, whatever it is, Eidim came 30 years or the first three, it doesn't matter. After you Mekadosh, you have to the Rambam, you're saying.
Yeah.
Without the Rambam, it's not Fa'entra. I'm saying, only with the Rambam. Without the Rambam, Pesach and Shavuos are the same thing. Enoch and Am is stuck in 50 days. But once you Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh Nissan, yeah, so whenever you Mekadosh, the 30th or the 31st, what's the difference? But from then on, you know that Tesvov, whenever Tesvov comes out, it's going to be Pesach. So it's also Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Why is it Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh? Oh, the Teretz is because the Rambam holds you can Mekadosh l'Afreya. So you can Mekadosh l'Afreya, so it's never Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Maybe by the end of the Chodesh, after Pesach, then Mekabel Eidim, and Mekadosh l'Afreya, so it's not going to be Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Tetzvav is going to be Tezayim.
Only for the other month.
That's what I'm saying. Obeshvuas is always better than Mezeh. Why? Because you cannot be Mekadosh l'Afreya after Nissan.
Right.
So once you establish Nissan is wherever you're going to establish it. So you know already when the Omer was. From there, you're going to count 50 days. You can change it. You can only change it until the end of Nissan. By the time you get to Sivan, you already established when Nissan and Iyar were. So then 50 days from the Omer is exactly when Shavuos is going to come out. So Shavuos is always going to be Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. That's why it says Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh.
Yom Kippur is another.
Yom Kippur, they learn out from Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh that there's no Tosfos. They're not Chayv Koras on Tosfos Yom Kippur. That's the word of Yom. The Netziv says an interesting thing. he says, you learn something else from Etzemei Mezeh. He learns out, why does it say Etzemei Mezeh Beshuiz? He says an interesting thing. He says that we know that in Shulchan Aruch, as Gepaskin, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, the Taz and the Magen Avraham both say that Shuiz at night, you can't make Kiddush before it says Hakachover. Right? You have to wait to say. Why do we have to wait for it says? Let's be shy. So the Taz says because of Tmimis. The Magen Avraham also says Tmimis, but Magen Avraham only says Kiddush. He doesn't say davening. The Taz says you can't even daven before. Al Tmimis. Right. So the Netziv in Amad Dova asked the Kashi of the Taz. He says, why did it fall in Tmimis? He said, if you start a Yontov before, does that mean that it's the end already this day? The day is finished? He says, if so, so every day, how do you daven Ma'ariv in this May Sphere? How do you daven Ma'ariv early? Once you daven Ma'ariv, it's already the next day. So it's already felt in Tumimus. Tumimus is in every day also. Tosfos says in Megillah that why do we say it's Sphere at night? Why don't we do it in the daytime? Because every day has to be Tumimus. You have to start from the beginning of the day. So he says, so how could you daven Ma'ariv? The Gemara in Bracha says they used to daven Ma'ariv before, but Plaga Mincha they daven Ma'ariv. So how do you daven? It's also felt in Tumimus. So,
according to the Taz, you're asking.
According to the Taz. The Taz says it felt in Tumimus. It's felt in Tumimus. You see, every day you're allowed to daven earlier. He just says by Shavuos, he only says it. That's one kasha. Another kasha you have, so the Davis is on every day. It's not such a shakti kasha because in every day you could say the pshat is that what we daven Ma'ariv early is because we rely on Rabbi Yehuda that holds the Miplaga Mincha is a man of Ma'ariv already. So it's not because it's like the end of the day. No, it's not the end of the day. End of the day, it's just a kachavim. But the day continues. We daven Ma'ariv, we're a lot of daven before because we're due the holds. It says, the Ovid Kamal of it. So you can do like Rabbi Yehuda and from Plaga Mincha, it's Zman of Ma'ariv. So you're davening Ma'ariv actually in the middle of the day. It's not a problem. So it's not a kasha. So what's a kasha? So it's four to Tumimis. It's four Tumimis. But the kasha is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos in the Sphere, if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, so it's a Sphere to Tumimus. Here already you can't say because of you that you're davening. Here if you daven Ma'ariv Erev Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos already. So just like the Taz says Bashuas, you're Mekabel Yontif, so it's already felt in Tumimus. So why does it fell in Tumimus? Yeah. Every Erev Shabbos in during Sphere, you should not be able to daven Ma'ariv early because you're Mekabel Shabbos. It's felt in Friday, it's felt in Tumimus. Therefore, I wouldn't say it, but Netziv says that that's not the pshat. He says the halacha is right; you can't daven early, but not because of tmimus. He says a new thing in Etzem Hayom Hazeh state that there's no din of Tosis Yontif and Shavuos. Just like the Gemara says by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that there's no Tosis legabe. There is Tosis Yontif and Yom Kippur, but the Gabi Chorus, there's no Yom. Why? Because there's Etzem Hayom Hazeh. You learn out that there's no Chiv Chorus and Tosis. So here it says, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Tanus Nafshu Sechel. Over here it says, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Mikra Kodesh. So the whole Mikra Kodesh of Shavuos is only Chal, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, and not with Tosis. That's what you want to say. The Nafkamine, the big Nafkamine Laloche. If you learn out Tmimis, so the Tashayla, I think the Prima Gondim speaks about it. The women, when they light candles, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, so they make Erev Yontif, they make Shechayonu. Why they make Shechayonu? Because they make Kabbal Yontif already, and they can make Shechayonu because it's Yontif. Also Yontif, they make Shechayonu. So if, the Prima Gondim speaks about it, he says that if there's a loche bashvuiz, you can't do it at night. You have to make Kabbal Mamash at night, you can't do Mekabal before. Can't daven, you can't make Kiddush. So the Nashim, that their life before Erev Shavuos, they shouldn't be able to make Shechayonu. Because you're not supposed to do it until at night. Oh, Tmimus. Until it's Pashit. That would be after a minute, we should the way the Taz learns and the Netziv learns. If, according to Taz, it's Tmimus. Yeah? If not Tmimus, the Nashim are not Mokhiyev in Sfiras HaEmer. So they don't have the problem of Tmimus. So let so they can be mekabel earlier. They're not mitzvah. I'm to me.
This is
not
a din in spirit. This is a din in shavuos too. Shavuos has to be after spirit. The 50th.
That's
day,
not. That's not.
Make the palgin on the tamimis is only legabi spirit, not legabi shavuos.
Sefelt in tamimis.
But shavuos is also din tamimis because shavuos depends on spirit. You can't say that legabi yomtiv is chalut from spirit.
Well, they have no sphere. They have no sphere. But they
it doesn't
sphere.
Have a sphere, but the Yom Tov is calling the sphere. Yom Tov is calling the 50th day.
Right. I understand. But if you're Mekabel, you can make Tosis Yom Tov. So it's the 50th day. Why can't you make Tosis Yom Tov? The only reason you can't make it is the 50th day. Yeah, I'm saying it's not the 50th day. It is the 50th day. You make Kabbal Tosis Yom Tov, Tosis Yom Tov, 50th day. The Taz says you can't because you're gonna not because of Shavuos. He says because the 40th ninth day is not finished. You're not finishing the 49th day. You have to be safe for Sfira Tumimis, and every day has to be till the end. And if you make Kabbal Yom Tov before, he doesn't have a problem with Shavuos. He has a problem with Tumimis. He says that you're not making Tumimis. So if you don't have the problem of tamimis, so you can mekabel earlier.
The woman is the shliach of the man. She doesn't like herself.
The woman can mekabel, and the man can make up. He's not mekabel. It doesn't have to mekabel. The man doesn't have to. Oh, but according to the netziv, you can't, because it's not a din of tamimis. It's a din that there's no toisis yontev. There's no toisis yontev and shvuas. If no toisis yontev and shvuas, so they can't be mekabel. If the notion can't be mekabel, that's one. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which the Mefarshim also talk about it. The Mefarshim say, what is the second day of Shavuos? Do you also have to wait till the night or not? What's the halacha? What?
We wait anyway.
Why do you have to wait? So the Prima Gadim says, Zatoyis. You don't have to wait. He says, people do wait. He says, Vitos. Take a look. Prima Gadim says, Zatoyis. Why? Because the Taz says it's altimimis, not like you. The Taz says it's altimimis. The second that you finish already is the sphere, so there's no problem with timimis. So you can zichah mekabel early. There's no problem. You make tesis yontif. No problem with Shavuos. The problem is the timimis. It says you can do zut talayt. He says, but according to Netziv,
the second day. The first, the second.
Yes. Why can't you mekabel the second day? You can't mekabel. Why can't you mekabel? The problem.
What are you going to do? You're going to cook. You're going to cook that. Then.
What do you mean?
What are you going to cook
earlier?
You want to daven. You want to daven earlier. You want to daven earlier. Oh, okay. Daven or make Yiddish, yeah.
Make Yiddish.
I'm talking about the Taz. The Taz says don't daven earlier. The Magen Avraham says don't make Yiddish earlier. So is it only the first day, or so the second day also? So according to the Taz, if it's altimimis, there's no problem to me in the second day. But according to Medziv, he says that there's no toises. If there's no toises, then it's the same day, the first day, the second day. The second day is also the same day. Then shuas is just betzim mazir. You can't do it.
Those are all the women lighting when the first to come home from shul. There's no problem.
It's true. Okay, I think it's late. It's a quarter after, I have to stop.
Go ahead.
I was the only one, everybody.